you're doing a little bit more each day? Just how's everything coming along?
Yeah, no, it's progressing really well. So everything's gone according to plan. Like I said, you just wanted to keep progressing every day, feeling more comfortable and confident on the ice. And today was probably the best day yet. So feeling better than the last time we talked, and really feeling better each day now. So it's just a matter of time of just feeling totally comfortable and confident out there.
How much are you really itching to get back?
Well, I mean, I think you know me well enough that I want to be out there at all times and be a difference maker. So it's tough at this time of year not to be involved, but the guys have played great as of late, and just being around a lot more in the last couple of weeks, and competing in practice, it gives you the itch for sure. So I want to get back as soon as possible, but nothing changes in regards to me needing to feel the way I want in order to play my game out there, and it's been progressing really well. I'm really excited about the way it's going.
You're not there yet, though, as far as you're completely confident with where you're looking.
No, I mean, it's as close as I've been. So, I'm not going to put any dates on anything, but I'm just very pleased and excited with how it's feeling. And, sitting here today 3 weeks ago, maybe not thinking it'd feel this good. So I'm very optimistic about, being able to get to where I need to be, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Can you rule tomorrow out?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, unless something drastically changes. But, for me, that was a really good skate today, to just be on, a line, not so much for a line's sake, but to be involved in every single play in practice. I think that was kind of the goal that Coop and I had talked about, getting some reps on the power play just to feel that process out. So, when it does hopefully come a time where I get to be in the game, that at least you have some touches. So, that was nice to see today.
Does the standings have any impact on the decision at all?
I got to stick with what I said before. It's really, we're obviously being smart with this, and having gone through a couple things, when you're ready. I mean, obviously, the competitive nature that I have, I want to be out there regardless, but I'm a realist, and, like I said before, you don't want to be a liability, especially at this time of the year. If you're going in, you're going in to be the player that I know I can be to help this team win, not to just get out there for the sake of saying I got out there, and maybe, not giving my teammates the best chance to win after everything they've done to stay in the race. So, I want to be out there as badly as anyone, but I want to be, make sure first and foremost, the injury is a non-factor, and secondly, that I can go out there and, be a difference on the ice. I know, as a leader, I want to be around this group, which has helped lately, but I also want to make sure that I'm 100% okay to go.
Is it a two-way street in some ways, that seeing you out there, it might say, give them a little extra jump?
No, I mean...
And for you, have they inspired you?
Sure, they've inspired me. I mean, I can't speak for them, but I can speak for myself, and it's definitely, motivated you on some of those days where you get up and it doesn't feel great, or you don't want to, necessarily go in and do your rehab because it's tough. But, when you see, the guys and how they've responded to, the injuries throughout the whole year, the way the trade deadline went, the way everyone counted us out, including probably a lot of you guys. But there's times where, doubt starts to creep in with this group, but you see the fresh faces that have come in, you've seen the young guys come in, and they've been a boost of energy just from them having them there. They've inspired me that way too. And then you see, the guys who have been here for a while, and Cooch and Hetty and Strahls and Pointer and Pally and those guys, the way they've gone out and just kept this season alive has been very inspiring, and helped all of us guys that have been injured to push a little harder to hopefully get a chance to come back and see everyone accomplish their goal of making the playoffs.
I know you're a big fan of the game. What was it like being a fan on Monday night?
Yeah, those are the games you want to be part of. But from a fan's perspective, I mean, I had, some people say that was one of the best hockey games I've seen in a long time. So you get way more nervous when you're not playing, that's for sure. So it was exciting to see us come back. I mean, like I said, you know, the joke after was never a doubt after 4-1 and for the injured guys anyways, we knew we were going to win, but that was kind of the ongoing joke. But it just, again, shows the resiliency of this team that no matter where we are, we're gonna give it our all, and you just hope at the end of the year that it's enough.
It's part of that, a culture thing too, like teams established that over a couple of years to where, like, you know, that doesn't just go away no matter who's injured or who's in or who's out. Like, find out.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways, I think. You know, when you're with a bunch of guys for a long time, you know, the comfort level's there and you know what you're capable of doing. But at the same time, sometimes you need those fresh faces to just throw in some energy once in a while. I mean, it's not that it, you know, it gets stale, but, you know, when guys get hurt and you get those fresh guys come up going 100 miles an hour, I mean, it, like I said, it's inspiring. I mean, it gets guys going, you know. Okay, well, if I want to continue to be playing, you know, in this line, this guy's coming. I mean, it's just healthy competition, and those guys have done a great job, I think. You know, even a guy like, bringing in a guy like, you know, Peter Budaj for Vasi. I mean, you know, words can't express how much I think he's helped him in this situation. And, you know, things like that, you know, you might not necessarily see the upside to it at the time of the move, but this group has come together. And like I said, you just hope that everything we've done, you know, through the stretch can be enough at the end of the year.
Good.